In these days when every dollar counts, Winske Brothers is here to put more money back in your wallet. Whether you're coming from Lebanon, Delphi, Tipton, or beyond, Winske's is worth your while. Winske's offers metal recycling, industrial hauling and waste removal, new and used steel sales, and more. And at Winske Brothers, customer service is second to none. Winske's is fully insured with no purchase minimum to serve all customers, large and small.
Hi, I'm Jim from Winske Brothers. We hope to see you soon at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or check us out at WinskeBrothers.com or on Facebook. We appreciate your business.
Mr. Crosley, your passion and enthusiasm for teaching history taught me valuable life lessons.
Like what, Carrie?
The importance of dedication, commitment, showing up every day. And those lessons helped me in the classroom and on the softball field. I'm Carrie Rosati, IHSAA Assistant Commissioner, and this is Pat Crosley, my mentor from Roncalli High School.
As an educator, I always care about the whole student, from their academic success to their character development to their athletic performance. That's why I love supporting students outside the classroom at athletic events.
It showed me you really cared about me as a person, not just as a student. Having devoted coaches and teachers like you taught me accountability and motivated me in both my schoolwork and athletics. I showed up every day because you did the same for me.
Thanks, Carrie. We can all support hardworking teachers and coaches by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is meaningful mentorship. This is life-changing leadership. This is your IHSAA.
The news team you depend on has expanded our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Find the latest from Lebanon, Zionsville, and all throughout Boone County. BooneCountyDailyNews.com for the latest weather, sports, and news information with WILO.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of north central Indiana. Today will be sunny with a high near 61. Tonight will bring a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 43. Tomorrow will have a chance of showers, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high near 68. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County DailyNews.com.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, Sam Word and Kyle Etherington here in the studio. And we wanted to, we have a little bit of a lull before we get Coach Slicker in here to recap the Sheridan versus Clinton Prairie game. And as we kind of begin to wrap up our football coverage, we wanted to kind of take a moment to talk about some of our favorite plays, favorite players, favorite games of this season. We've been able to witness a lot of football this year, starting with Caston and Carroll all the way back in week one. We got the Corn Bowl, we got the Bacon Bowl in there, but also some great games, some great plays, some great players along the way. So we wouldn't to just take about 5 minutes to kind of highlight some of those top plays, top players we've been able to watch this season. Kyle, let's let you start it off with some of your, let's go with your favorite game this year that we got to do.
Well, I think for me, the favorite game is going to be a pretty easy one. It's got to be the Clinton Central at Clinton Prairie game that went right down to the wire. Probably gave me one of the more thrilling moments of just high school sports in general, not even just in this job. Just a wonderful game, a great comeback by Prairie, and a fantastic call, if I might say so, by my broadcast partner. Still got that playing on my teacher's webpage for my students to listen to every single time they log in. So they know that game very well, too.
Yeah, and some great performances along the way. We've seen multiple touchdown games from a handful of players. I think back to Emery Deaton in that Clinton Central game. He had a couple of really nice touchdown runs. Aiden Wiles had a three touchdown game against Delphi in the Bacon Bowl, where he scored pretty much all the points for Carroll in that 24-21 victory over Delphi. Those are just a couple of the big games I remember from some key players. Clayton Stevens had a couple of really nice games, and Creed Menon as well for Clinton Central. What about plays? What kind of plays stick out from this season as some of the plays of the year?
I would say the play that stuck out, even though we didn't see it very well, except when we went back on video, was the double fake loop around, as I'm just going to call it, because that's about where my eyes were going with Emery Deaton walking into the end zone. And when I say walking in, it's because he shocked almost every single person in the stands. I don't even think we thought that he had the ball when they handed it off to him. I'm trying to remember which game that was, who they were playing against, but
I think that was the Clinton Central game. Yeah,
yeah, that was just a heck of a play, and I was very proud of our camera work because we were able to get just enough of that play, even though he was toward the edge of the screen and everything. So I would say that's probably the play that sticks out to me, just because it was such a brilliant fake by Luke Tanner and the rest of the Carroll offense on that one. How about you?
Well, I go back to the Corn Bowl in that Clinton Prairie versus Clinton Central game, and you know, we look at the big play that Alex King had to get it down to the goal line, and Hunter Cooper was able to get in and eventually score to take the lead for Clinton Prairie. But I also think about the interception that we saw from Braden Jarbo to get the ball back for the Gophers, and so they were able to make that final drive. There was a couple of really, really nice plays in that game that you can kind of look back on.
And speaking of the Clinton Prairie players, I want to give them a shout-out because I think I enjoyed taking a picture with them the most, not because the other players were terrible or anything like that, but they let me put on the helmet and they let me, you know, be Lee Corso for a couple of minutes. So, you know, shout out to them and shout out to all the great players that we got the opportunity to take pictures of. And I'm going to throw this one out there too. A personal highlight for me was doing the volleyball game with Clinton Prairie and Rossville. Not only was the entire area akin to see such great volleyball talent, but we were right. We got that sectional preview for that championship exactly right with two very talented teams, and that was a fun evening myself and you had in Rossville's gym.
And if you want to go back and watch any of these plays, any of these big games, they're archived on Hoosierland TV, at least all the regular season games are. So archived on Hoosierland TV, just go in and search for the team you want and find the date of their game, and you can rewatch all the great highlights in action from this season. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with quarter number four, head coach Kurt Schlicker in the studio to talk about Clinton Prairie and their game against Sheridan last night. You're listening to Inside the Huddle.
If you're from Clinton County, you probably already know about Winski Brothers' incredible customer service. But Winski's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winski Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and used steel sales. And with Winski's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winski Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskiBrothers.com or find them on Facebook.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
We know to contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before every dig. But did you know spraying a white line around your digging area means utility flags will be placed only in that area? Fewer flags in the yard? Easier mowing? Everybody wins.
Except for my kid.
I don't want to mow the yard!
Contact Indiana 811 and white line before every project. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Back once again on Inside the Huddle, Sam Wirt alongside Kyle Etherington. We've got head coach Kurt Schlicker in the building to talk about the game last night. Sheridan took down Clinton Prairie 48-20. The game was quite a bit closer than that score. Sheridan got a couple of late scores in that fourth quarter to kind of dress up that score. But, Coach, just a little bit of a recap of last night's game and what you thought of your team's performance.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks to you, Sam, and Kyle for all your coverage this year. And, you know, we really appreciate it out here at Clinton Prairie. You know, it's been a you guys have done a terrific job of covering our team this year, and we really appreciate all the acknowledgments that you've given us. You know, as far as last night's game goes, I'm really proud of the team. It, you know, I thought it was our best week of practice all season. You know, we asked the kids to win, you know, each and every day. I thought all four practices were four of the best we had had all year. I thought our preparation was great. I want to give a shout-out to our coaching staff, certainly Sean Wines and Tom Potts, Brian Craig, Jeremy Kennedy, Chase Lay, and Joy Mitchell have done a fantastic job this year. You know, we had them scouted out pretty well, and, you know, we knew they had some very talented players, and, you know, they were able to make some big plays. I think the most proud I was is, you know, we go in at half, and, you know, they get a late score there, and, you know, our kids are, you know, a little bit frustrated, and, you know, we told them our job is now to go out and, you know, throw the next punch, so to speak, and, you know, we were able to take the opening kickoff the second half, go down and score and get the two-point conversion, right, and we're right there at 21-20. And then, you know, in that third quarter, it's just a lot of plays right back and forth. You know, that just we just didn't quite make, you know, a play or two maybe that we had. But you got to give them credit, right? They're a fine team. They're as healthy as they've been all year, too. I thought we were healthy last night. And I would agree the final score probably wasn't indicative of the kind of game it was. But I'm really pleased with our players and our coaches. And, you know, the effort was there last night. We just didn't execute quite good enough to get the W.
Talk about some of your seniors and what the conversations were last night. For a lot of these guys, the last time they're going to put the pads on and play a football game. So what was your message to some of those seniors?
You know, I think our message all week was this game wasn't about skill. It was about will. And, you know, what kind of will did we have? And I think our seniors showed that kind of will all season. You know, Elijah Edwards, it's been a frustrating year for him. I would tell you he had two of the biggest catches of the season, though, in the Clinton Central game, and then he's fought injury pretty much the rest of the season, the poor guy. You know, he's a kid that wasn't playing football when we got to Prairie, and he's just had an excellent career for us. Ben Slicker, my son, it's just been an honor to coach my son. That's all I'm going to say there. I love him. Aiden Randall came back to us this year, and he had played as a sophomore, and his body changed so much that he was a receiver, and he ended up playing defensive line and had a very good season for us. Blake Thomas, my goodness, what can I say about Blake? The man gets hurt, and the very first day of practice, diving for a ball, separating his shoulder. So it takes a while. He'd never really played before. He comes out as a senior, and he ends up being one of our leaders on defense. An outstanding season by Blake. Ben Bragg came to us this year and played some football for us and had an injury. We enjoy having Ben around. Connor McGibbon, a senior, was injured in the summertime and basically didn't get to play this year. Levi Russell, first year playing football. Levi was on our kickoff return team. He also played a little bit of a running back at one point this season. There at practice every day. Great kid, great attitude. Liam Hughes, gosh, what can I say about Liam? Just an outstanding leader. Total buy-in from Liam. He'll be greatly missed. Caleb Kirshner. Caleb has got a motor. Do whatever we ask him to do. He started here at linebacker, ended up on the D-line. On offense, he's played center. He's played left guard. He's played right guard. You know, whatever we needed from Caleb, he's given us since we've been there. Dylan Thomas. Gosh, Dylan came out last year, his first year, and has just done an outstanding job for two seasons for us. Kyle Harshbarger. Kyle, man, oh, man, I still go back to his sophomore year. We start the Frankfurt game. I told him to watch for the onside kick, and, man, Kyle's the sophomore out there, and he smothered that thing. But he's been a lot more than just the guy that covered that kick. Kyle's played offensive line at a very high level for 2 years for us, and he's been a fantastic defensive lineman and really just a leader overall. Keaton Williams, you know, I'm not sure he could have kicked it any better last night than what we asked him to on the kickoffs. Keaton's been a three-year starter for us. You know, he's battled some injuries here and there, and I'm super proud of Keaton, and I know he's going to do great things moving forward. Aries Day, you know, it's not easy to be the only girl on the team, and Aries has done a really fine job, and she's an outstanding wrestler. She's going to have an outstanding season this year for the wrestling team. And then finally, Ryan Harshbarger came out for the first time this year. Ryan's Been a starter on our basketball team for several years here, and he's going to have a great basketball season. And we're really pleased to get him out. He came out kind of late. Gosh, what a great kid and a great attitude. So, you know, overall, man, we've been blessed with great seniors, and they've done a fantastic job this year.
Coach, imagine for a moment that I'm 16 and I've never played football before, and I go to Clinton Prairie, and I walk up to you and say, Coach, I'm thinking about playing football. What would the conversation be like, and how would you go about kind of integrating a brand new athlete into the team? Because to me, I've always felt that if the football team's doing well, the basketball team's doing well. You want multiple sport athletes. How exactly could a kid go about preparing for football if they've never played it before, but once they get to high school, it's like, hey, maybe I want to try this thing?
Well, I think that, you know, our first message is, man, it goes by fast. You can ask those seniors who walked off the field last night. Like, not everybody has the talent to play athletics at a high level, and a lot of kids do, just some natural ability. And, you know, the great thing about football is it's the biggest team probably you're ever going to play on, right? We have 50-some kids. It's like a family. And that's not a knock against any other sport. And it's something that you can never do again, really, in the rest of your life, right? You can go play slow-pitch softball and get some simulation of playing baseball. Or you can go play in a pickup basketball league and get a simulation of playing basketball or whatever, you know, golf, tennis. You know, you put the pads on. There's very few, right, at least in this area, right, areas where you're going to go play football again unless you go to college. So most of the kids that took the pads off last night, right, are never going to put them on again, realistically, ever, in that kind of setting. And so it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And once you, you know, once you kind of overcome that little fear or that little doubt, I think you could ask a lot of our players who hadn't played, who have come out in our program, and that really speaks across the state. The football is just, it's one-of-a-kind sport. The team aspect of the sport, right, it's not dominated by one player. It's a team game. Everybody has a role, and, you know, what makes it special is all the different types of kids on the team. You know, football is made up of tall kids, short kids, big kids, small. You know, there's so many different positions to play that it's a unique thing too. And you know, overall, I think at Clinton Prairie, we've been blessed to get a lot of kids out, and that's a credit to the teachers in the building, Sean Wines and Brian Craig, our administration, our athletic director, for pushing them in there. And you know, our goal is for them to have one of the greatest experiences of their life. And hopefully, these kids that walked out last night, you know, are going to take away good memories. You know, we certainly, as coaches, have great memories for them. And that's the biggest thing is, you know, you don't want any regrets in life. And you know, that's the thing I would tell you about this week. I know this is that, you know, we put our best foot forward last night, and you know, it wasn't quite good enough. And sure, we would have liked to execute a little better, but you know, there's no regrets in terms of that, and we don't want a kid to regret not playing once he graduates from high school.
Talk about the resilience of your team this year. You guys have fought through, every team fights through injuries, but it felt like everyone kind of took a seat on the bench at some point for an injury for you guys this year. Talk about the resilience of your team, guys stepping up throughout the season. You were playing two quarterbacks for most of the season after your starter went down. Just talk about a little bit about that.
Well, it really shows the character of a lot of our kids. We'll start with Gage Kuzmix. I mean, goodness sakes, Gage had surgery, missed the entire baseball season last year, missed the entire summer. He's still only a sophomore. You know, I mean, he plays sometimes above that. I thought he just came back and did a great job. You know, and you've got to build that confidence in that knee. So, you know, he basically missed all off-season training and everything. I thought he did a fantastic job. You know, Connor Rios gets hurt basically on the first series of the year. We never saw Connor again. And I'm telling you, if you'd have watched our two-a-days, you would have thought Connor's one of our best, certainly offensive players. Braden Jarbo has fought injury. I have been so pleased with Braden this year. Just all kinds of things, and yet he stuck it out, made it through every ball game. Jackson Price, guy separates his shoulder first couple days of practice, and yet he ends up being one of our star players, I think, here down the stretch for only a sophomore. What can you say about Kai Jacobs, Ray? I think everybody knows the injury that he's still not 100%. If you watch last night's game, he's playing at about 80%, maybe 85% of his speed. But man, oh man, Coach, I'm playing, you know, and whatever you want me to do. You know, he didn't complain. But we didn't put him back at quarterback. He didn't complain. He said, you know, Coach, put me wherever you think I can help the team. What a selfless kid that is. I'd like to give a shout-out to Brady Allen today. I thought Brady has just done a fantastic job. And it's not easy being, you know, the number two quarterback, the number three quarterback. And whenever we've asked Brady to go in there, he's just done a fantastic job for us. Kyson Abinga missed a game this year. What a season by that kid. He only weighs about 145 pounds. He's got no fear. Alex King dealt with a back issue all year. And, man, what a season he had for a sophomore. Fantastic. Hunter Cooper, man, what can you say about Hunter? We moved him positions. He's ran the ball like a train. He played defensive line last night. Gosh darn, he's going to be a handful next year for our opponents. Wyatt Harshbarger and Luke Harshbarger both dealt with injuries, sickness, really. They were sick throughout the year. For first-year players to play able to play like they did on defense is something special. They're obviously talented kids. They're going to end up playing some offense, I can promise you on that. Hunter Haynes, man, that poor kid, he has dealt with so much. From mono last summer, he just had leg injuries, hand injury, shoulder injury, you name it. That poor kid, I thought he played fantastic. That block punt last night, wow, what a play. And if you watch that film, he's just knocking guys all over the place. What a terrific player Hunter Haynes is. And I'm looking forward to watching him play basketball this year. Jackson Wells has fought an injury all year as a sophomore lineman. He's done well. Drew Thatcher doesn't get much credit, but Drew is he's our heavyweight wrestler. Drew is a two-way starter for us on the line. And one thing about Drew, he is there every single day, and he works his butt off. And gosh darn, you can ask anybody on the team, no one probably gets hollered at more than Drew by me. Just because I see so much potential there, I'm pretty hard on Drew. I love that kid, and I love how hard he works. And then, you know, a couple others here, Nick Ewing. Nick has dealt with concussions this year, and he bounces back. Made some terrific catches, right? Returns a kickoff against Clinton Central. Fantastic play. Evan Smock, gosh, what can I say about Evan? Evan started at linebacker for us this year. He started at receiver. He's been a snapper. And he didn't get to play very much last night, and I'm sure he's disappointed in that. But, you know, overall, we've had a lot of kids just do some special things this year. And, you know, I think for us coaches today, the most disappointing thing is that we won't be able to practice next week because we really enjoyed working with this group of kids. I don't care what the final record was. This has been a very enjoyable season in terms of, just that relationship between player and player and coach and coach. And it's not a perfect world. It'll never be a perfect world. It's hard to have anything go perfect. But hopefully we've learned some life lessons this year. And overall, people, I know I have, and I've just been blessed to be able to coach such a fine group of men. And Aries.
Well, how do you wrap up the season after a game like that? Obviously, not the way you wanted to end the season. Only six teams in the state are going to end the season the way they want to. But how do you wrap up moving on over the next couple of weeks and exit interviews and team meetings and nominations for awards and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, this is the time of year that coaches you don't enjoy because it's like the final of everything's final here. We gotta put everything away, you gotta inventory everything, you got you gotta say goodbye to your seniors, which is never easy. And for our young kids, we want them to go on and play other sports right now, as many sports as they can play. We want them to be as competitive as possible, and certainly we wish them well. I would just say this, that I know that the premise out there is that Prairie can't win the big one. I've heard that since I got there, you could say we haven't won the big one. I would tell you this, that the effort last night the boys gave, they didn't back down. We lost to Sheridan. I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of there. I don't care what Sheridan's record is. They have a fine football program. They have a fine football team. They're certainly going to be a handful for whoever they play next week. Right, they were a semi-state team last year. We're not quite there yet. But, boy, it wasn't because of lack of effort. It wasn't because of lack of focus. Our boys worked hard in the weight room this offseason. We're stronger than we've been. Are we as strong as we want to be? No. But, I'm super proud of the coaches, the players. I would like to give a quick shout-out here to our managers. I thought our managers did a nice job this year. Lily Bull, Zoe Gerald, gosh, he was great. Ivy Hill. Bree Mitchell, Ava Shockley, and Dylan Smith. But, those ladies are there at practice, and a lot of times it's probably pretty boring to sit over there and watch us practice and, just out there every day with water and you name it. So, You know, hopefully we can get some boys on. I know we have some boys that are hopefully we can get them on a couple area all-area teams, and, you know, hopefully we can get a couple academic all-state players, and, you know, we're certainly going to try to do that. But, and lastly, you know, I want to thank just the general Clinton Prairie community myself. You know, it kind of started last year. We had the Frankfort Eagles was nice enough to let us do a countdown with them and made a tremendous donation to our football program. And, you know, all the support we got from the Prairie community to help us raise money to, you know, from just the uniforms, just to everything like that. It really has been a family effort here. And, you know, it's disappointing today when you wake up because it is over. And but hopefully we're going to take away some great memories. I know I will. And, you know, we'll look forward to next season here soon. But we're going to wrap this one up here in the next couple of weeks and, you know, get our awards out. And we got a lot of boys who are deserving.
Well, we want to thank you for all the work you put in this season, and thank you for coming on Inside the Huddle this year and being able to talk about your boys.
Hey, I appreciate the time, guys. I really do. And, again, I thank you for the coverage. And it has been a special season, even though it doesn't show that maybe record-wise. And I can't say thanks enough to the players and the coaches that I worked with this year.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to another edition of Inside the Huddle. Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Inside the Huddle brought to you by Winske Brothers.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.